This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Five exhibitions open this week at the Cranard Art Museum and Kincaid Pavilion on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The museum's director is Kathleen Harleman, and she's here with me this afternoon to offer us a preview of the shows and the kickoff reception for the public this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Kathleen, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
One of the exhibitions is a faculty show for the School of Art and Design, and I'll come back to that in a moment. But first, I'd like to know a little something about the other four, as they have such intriguing titles.
Oh, thank you. Well, they're kind of an interesting mix, and in some ways, a few of them actually relate back to the faculty art and design show, because we try to do as much as possible using the intellectual capital of the university. And so the effacement dealing with the art of Jan is a wonderful collaboration. It really takes its genesis from a seminar that a faculty member in art and design teaching art history, Anne Berkes-Chasson, did with her students, a small seminar, and the result is a small exhibition that really looks at a really exciting moment in contemporary Chinese art. And another theme of these exhibitions is not just the working with faculty and students, but also, when possible, trying to use our collection. So the effacement Wan Yan works partly came from an exhibition we organized and we acquired from that exhibition, a couple of loans of works, and it's kind of a good celebration of recent acquisitions to the collection. And two of the other shows highlight parts of the collection as well.
Okay. Can you tell us a little something about Wang Yan?
Absolutely. He's a Chinese contemporary artist who was born in 1966. And the work in this show really does represent what he does best. Large-scale digital photographs, and then these beautiful porcelain bottles that really take a kind of mass production technique of porcelain into the contemporary world. And what he's doing, he's taking the kind of master creation of blue and white ware that was developed in China. But what he's doing is he's actually mass producing off of a mold of a water bottle, of a vodka bottle. So he's kind of blurring that incredible mastery of a great craft with the contemporary language of culture today in China. And these amazing large-scale photographs take a cue from the traditions of Chinese landscape painting and calligraphy, but what he's done is have his wife paint, transfer it to digital process, and it's on his face, which has been blanked out, whitened out, and this beautiful traditional Chinese landscape. And so there are all these kind of issues of tradition and modernity and craft and new technology.
And identity.
Yeah. And loss of identity when you're obscured by this Chinese landscape.
Well, tell us about global intimacy. This is on-screen global intimacy.
This is a show that doesn't involve work from our collection, but does involve one of our newest curators, Tumelo Mosaka, who this is his first exhibition that he's put together for the museum. And it's really looking at 10 artists across Africa, Asia, Europe, and the United States who are interested in that kind of dynamic and clash and wonderful confluence between the global scale of things and the intimate aspects of life. And to give you an example or two, one of the artists who's a wonderful Cuban artist, the whole video, and most of these works are video in this show, is really about what it takes to take a bath. And basically the whole day is spent with this bucket of water, bringing water in so he can perform this daily function. And it brings up these issues of resources, who has them, who controls them, particularly in places where they're very limited and rationed.
And how important they are to the very intimate details of our life.
Absolutely.
Okay. Gestures in Space and Light.
That is an exhibition from our collection, and what it does is look at a group of American artists who have created paintings and works on paper, and they're obviously very conversant with pop art, with the kind of vibrancy of it, with the kind of consumer culture as an inspiration. But what they've done is kind of gone beyond that and create their own vocabulary, obviously understanding what they're working with. So it's a chance for people to come to the museum and see a changing aspect of our over 10,000 works of art. And we get good response from people in terms of continuing to show new parts of the collection.
Okay, and vivid lines in graphic times.
I'm sorry, I mixed up the two. That was actually vivid.
Okay.
Vivid and graphic and all of that. But the other one, the photography show, sorry, Gestures in Space and Light, is looking at a really strong part of our collection, which are photographs. And this is looking at seven American photographers who either taught or were trained at the new Bauhaus School up in Chicago, which we know today is the Illinois Institute of Technology. But this started in 1937 with Laszlo Moholy-Nagy, and it was really trying to establish what had been totally suppressed by the Nazis in Germany in 1933, the Bauhaus School, but to create a real American identity for it. So what you'll see when you come into Gestures in Space and Light are these wonderful abstractions and ways of working with light, and they're masters of the technique in the show, and we're very proud to have them in the collection.
Okay. Now, as promised, back to the faculty show. I want to ask you about it in terms of how many pieces will be on display, and is there any overall feel to this show?
Well, it's always a great joy for us to do this faculty show, and we're just so lucky, the museum is so lucky to have this wonderful relationship with the School of Art and Design. And I think I'm more aware this year than other years of the incredible strength of the pre-existing faculty and then this very vibrant addition of new individuals who have just joined the faculty. So I think it's a really great chance to see people who have given so much to this university for so many years and to see the kind of energy that's going to add to it this year.
The talent at Illinois. What would you like to tell us about the museum's involvement in the larger community?
Well, I think it's very important for us to not be an ivory tower place. Some of the activities that we're most encouraged by are things like Kids at Cranert, which are wonderful family days that occur a couple times a semester and a really great opportunity for families to come and have activities that relate to what's on view, use skills, develop skills. Another program that we're really happy with is called Speak Cafe, and it's an open mic session that occurs on Thursdays between 7 and 9, and it's poetry, it's singing, it's the visual arts, and it's providing a venue of creativity, particularly for African-American community members in our wonderful community. Mm.
Kathleen Harleman, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
My pleasure, Celeste.
Five new exhibitions open this week at the Cranert Art Museum and Kincaid Pavilion on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The museum's director, Kathleen Harleman, she was my guest in this portion of the program, talking with us this afternoon about a preview of the shows and the kickoff reception for the public that gets underway this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. The museum is open to the public from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday and until 9 p.m. on Thursday evenings. The hours on Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. Admission is free, although a donation is suggested.